I'm Ed the Sock, and this is FU Politics on Fun, the FU Network, powered by your support on Patreon.com, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, Patreon.com/FU Network TV, and through PayPal at FUNetworkTV@gmail.com. Drop us a few bucks. Don't be a freeloader. And now, here's your show.
Now, let's listen.
This has been real and at times surreal. I think people learned more than they ever really wanted to about this topic and related topics. The word slut is our topic today, and this word has changed in meaning throughout the years. The first documented use of the word slut is in Chaucer's The Canterbury Tales, and it referred to a nobleman. For years, the word meant a woman who looked disheveled or was a poor housekeeper and was considered a mild insult at worst or a compliment at best. But today, the word slut means a woman of loose morals, especially when it comes to sex. Or, as some claim, it refers to a woman who sexually acts like a man. I am Leanna Kersner, and our panel from the Bitch episode is back. The first episode of Hey Ladies was so popular, and we got all these comments of, yeah, do the word slut, like we mentioned at the end. That sounds dirty, but that's appropriate for this topic. So, returning to Hey Ladies is producer and playwright Rose Jardine. Rose is a life coach and a youth advocate who uses the arts as a catalyst to bring to light a variety of social issues for the purpose of dialogue, community engagement, and social change. And Lex Gore is a Jewish Nazi or degenerate leftist, depending on which side of the horseshoe she's triggered by encouraging critical thinking. She spent her adult life with the Market Punks, which protect Kensington Market from neo-Nazis. And Lex, you have a lot of experience. Both you ladies have a lot of experience in the entertainment industry, but you are a musician. You are in a punk band. I am sure you have encountered this word and you have very strong feelings about it. So what are your thoughts on the word slut?
Well, I also grew up in the film industry, so I saw a lot of stuff there. I saw a lot of women who were knowingly sleeping their way to the top. The people that they were sleeping with knew it, and they were often used and discarded, or they had enough intelligence and aggression to like really hang in there. It's a hard way to get in. So I actually have, you know, respect some women like, you know, Heidi Fleiss, whatever. She was a hooker. She did a damn good job. But I find it perplexing that men, even like the staunchest atheists, will drop to their knees and thank baby Jesus when they get that penthouse moment where they meet a slut, a woman who's straightforward that just wants to fuck. But then afterwards, she's trash. She's not the girl you bring home to mama. She's, you know, not wife material. Mm-hmm. So we want sluts, but then they're garbage. They're discarded by society. And I find it also strange that bitch, cunt, and horror are all bizarrely rooted in shaming women specifically for having sex or not having sex. So you're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't. And men, if they fuck a lot of women, they're perceived as alphas or successful. But if women want to fuck, then we're sluts, we're hoes.
Now, Rose, you work with youth, mm-hmm. and I'm sure this has come up in some way. So I'm very curious as to how your thoughts on the word slut overlay with Lex's.
It's not really a word I hear anymore.
Really?
Yeah, like, you know, I hear other things, but I don't actually hear the word slut.
Are they equivalents, or yes, do they have a slightly different meaning?
I think it has the same meaning, but then again, for me, I thought slut and hoe had the same meaning. Apparently not.
But like, you're talking about terms like what, like thirsty, like thought,
catty. I know there's a word, the thought, the catty, all these other terms that are still derogatory.
Right.
You know, so they mean kind of like the same thing, but I'm not sure if they have the strong connotation of somebody being called a slut.
For people who don't know what the word thought means, thought, T-H-O-T, it stands for that hoe over there. It's an online term. That's how I encountered it when it first got onto Twitch. The idea of Twitch thoughts was a big deal. It was a way of calling somebody a hoe and getting around temporarily the auto moderation on like online chat. So that basically means the same thing. But thirsty is one of those things that can apply to a man or a woman. And
this day and age, could you not use the word slut on a man? I don't know. I'm assuming.
Totally. Man slut.
But yeah. Man slut, man, the minute slut, you add
man
the,
whore.
The minute you man add whore. The qualifier, it indicates the word is inherently female in its original form. Yeah, exactly. Like, that's the thing. You don't just call a guy a slut. You know, the typical thing is stud as opposed to slut. But, you know, guys don't tend to get called straight up sluts. And it's funny because this is one of the words for me. I don't know about you ladies. We'll go around the room. The word slut used to bother me a lot more when I was younger. And as I got older, it bothered me less. The word bitch, on the other hand, bothers me more as I get older, where I'd sort of internalized it when I was younger. Do you guys find a similar thing? Do you find like both words sort of similarly offensive, or like, do you not care? Okay, Rose, go ahead.
No, I don't.
Which do you find like, stronger?
Well, I've internalized bitch.
Right.
So that doesn't faze me. But if somebody was to actually look at me and call me a slut, I honest to God do not know how I would respond.
Now, why is that? Why does one word hit you harder than the other?
Because the word bitch has become normalized.
Okay.
It's in the music. It's, you know, and it means different thing. Like, you know, you could be a bad bitch, business bitch. Like, it's got so much different angles to it now. But a slut is a slut is a slut.
You think the word bitch has been reclaimed more?
Yeah, sure. You can call it reclaimed.
Okay.
Absolutely. Especially within the hip hop music.
Yes. Okay. That's a good right? point. You do hear the word bitch a lot more. You hear ho a lot more than slut in hip hop. Maybe it just rhymes with more things.
Well, it's just abbreviated.
You think so?
Yeah. And Nicki Minaj kind of popularized it. And I love that bitch.
Yeah. I mean, Nicki Minaj was sort of the first one. She did something very deliberate. I mean, I think the Anaconda video was the one that she's sort of, you know, biting a banana and, you know, appropriating Sir Mix-a-Lot to sort of make a point.
No, because Salt and Pepper, I remember years ago when Pepper deep-throated the banana and it came back out whole.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You know, it's always been there in the culture, right?
Right.
But it's to use the word bitch has been accepted. Then when the whole glorification of the being a prostitute or being a stripper,
right,
which started way back, you know, with T-Pain, I'm in love with a stripper, right?
You're right, it has gone back quite a ways.
Yeah,
but
so when that happened, then it was, that's my hoe.
Okay.
Right? So the word hoe was reclaimed.
Right.
But no one says that's my slut.
That's, you know what? That's very true. And is that just because it's more of a white word?
Could
is that possible? Because, I mean, I admit, I hate to admit, I was watching the Ellen DeGeneres show because it was a Halloween episode. And Ellen, like, dressed up as, she called herself, Cardi E. for the show. And I don't know if either of you saw this clip.
Yeah.
It was like full prosthetics. Like, Ellen was suddenly like a J cup. And she had these huge rubber boobs on and high heels.
I'm offended.
And like this like, you know, long blonde, and she called herself Cardi E, and then Cardi B came out and openly talked about she used to be a stripper and talking to her plastic surgeon on what is normally a squeaky clean daytime talk show. And that felt like a moment to me.
She also filmed herself having diarrhea recently. You can look this up.
Yeah. And yet then she interviews Bernie Sanders. Like, it feels like there's a shift. Happening.
The thing about Cardi.
Yeah.
Cardi is who she is.
Right.
She's not going to pretend that she's upper echelon. No, my ass is ratchet. I just got money and I'm okay with that. My teeth were jacked. I got it fixed. Why? Because I got the money to do it. Like, that's Cardi. And it's funny because you say she's like authentic. She is who she is, but she, a lot of her parts are not like, she wasn't born with that. That didn't
she
grow.
Doesn't lie about it either.
So that's the
She's
thing.
She's not going to sit there and tell you my ass is real. Cardi will tell you, yeah, and I couldn't afford to get a bus implant, so I had to go to the back door and I got those stupid injections and they nearly killed me and they messed me up. She's very honest and authentic, and that's why, like, Ellen loves her.
Now, that's really interesting because Ellen is so different. Like, Ellen DeGeneres, she had the whole, you know, near loss of her career by coming out as gay. But Ellen is the last person who would get labeled a slut. Whereas Cardi B, I think she gets referred to, you know, behind her back, maybe to her face sometimes. The entertainment industry is very nasty to women that way, Lex, as you pointed out. Yeah. But the fact that they now can inhabit the same space.
Well, in our scene, we have wives, unicorns, and those are like respectable women or like right. women that, you know, you want to. And then we have, regrettably, we call them pay toilets.
Right.
And the thing is they think that they're fucking their way to, you know, status.
Right.
So it's a form of manipulation. They think they're getting one over, but basically all the boys are, you know, yeah, I'll take some. And then afterwards, you know, they should be kind of embarrassed because they thought that they were fooling everybody. And if they were honest about it and actually, you know, speaking as an ex-sex worker, if they would have, you know, made it like a business transaction, it might have been different. But they thought that they were being smarter than everyone else. So I guess that's where the resentment comes from and the, you know, drop them. It's like, well, I got what we got what we wanted. Bye.
Now, do you think that's the difference between ho, which is all over hip hop music and some women kind of, you know, rap along, and slut, the idea of there's something dishonest about it or it's not authentic? Do you think there's a distinction?
Can you see like thousands and thousands of young women on Instagram totally embracing it, you know, wearing shirts that say slut, you know, choke me daddy, sticking their tongues out, you know, face and body tuning themselves, getting surgeries, getting the lip injections. So I don't know if that's taking it back. Or it's actually, you know, subversive, and it's like, you know, brainwashing, and that's what they think people want them to be successful, to be another Cardi B or to be another, you know, overnight sensation that makes
well, it's the Insta famous, right?
Yeah.
It's just the doing of anything. And I just want to comment on the Cardi E thing with Ellen. Ellen looks freaking good.
You looked it up?
I'm looking at it. And I found the interesting thing about it is that Ellen is showing is exposed, and look at Cardi's outfit.
Yeah, Cardi's looking very
conservative.
Classy. Yeah,
it's very conservative.
It was a very funny segment. Like it felt like a real moment to me, in that someone who, I mean, the very reason Ellen was able to recover and get those sitcoms and get the talk show is she was a clean comic in an era where there weren't very many clean comics. At like comics that don't swear, don't tell sex jokes, things like that. And so she was able to sort of become like, you know, this clean cut daytime host. And there she is dressed up like Cardi B.
It's probably, I mean, the way she looks and the joy in Ellen's face.
Yeah.
It just looks like this is something she's always wanted to do. I'm sorry.
Well, apparently every year, I forget the word she used, but basically the producers on Halloween make her look sluttier and sluttier. I think she actually used that word. She used some word that kind of shocked me. I was surprised it came out of her. But it was one of those things where that's sort of like Halloween. I don't know how you guys, there's a big debate over sexy Halloween costumes. And it seems like Halloween is the one day where there's sort of moral license in sort of suburban soccer moms to dress quote unquote slutty. And what is that about?
I think everybody needs that. What are you saying, Lex?
I want to see more men in like slutty cat costumes, and then we can call it even Steven.
Oh, you got to hang out with me. There's this like, there are strips along shops along Church Street.
Yeah.
Where they have brunch drag shows. Yep, there are lots of men
performing in like cat costumes.
I used to live in the gayborhood, and yeah. I find it, you know, the playing field is very a lot more level there.
Yeah.
You see, while for me, I don't really have any desire to see men in cat suits.
It depends on the man.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, until you see the one guy who like, yeah, he makes that work. That like changes your world.
Well, yeah.
Now I think old fat guys, it's, you know, if it's a night where everyone can do their don't dream it, be it thing.
Right.
I applaud, you know, the big fat middle-aged guy who dresses up like a sexy cat. I say, you do you. It's your night. Have fun.
Yeah. So Rose, we are not going to go see the Cats musical movie is what you're saying.
No, I actually want to see it. Nightmare. I don't mind it from that perspective, but you know, I think I just don't know if a man in a cat suit would be very interested in speaking with me.
Yeah.
It's self-serving right now.
We live in an odd time, don't we? Right. Cause Cardi B is on Ellen and everything's cool. But then they're putting shorts on She-Ra because it's a quote-unquote kid show. And I wonder what that mixed message is sending to kids. Like there's weird sort of conservative regression, for lack of a better term. Maybe that's the wrong word.
I don't even understand these kid shows. I was watching, I can't remember what the hell it was called. It was after school. I was babysitting my niece.
Yeah.
And there it was, the two puppets, and one jumped up and said, I'm a lesbian. And the other one jumped up and said, and I'm gay. And next thing you know, the two puppets were necking and just tongues down their throat. And I'm so if that is appropriate for television.
I don't think that's a kid's show. I think that sounds like an Adult Swim thing.
It was a cartoon that
was that doesn't mean it's not Adult Swim. Like that, that's the weird thing. Like, And that's the thing. You see this incredibly like sexualized content.
Right.
But at the same time, they're then, I don't know if either of you you've seen the Netflix She-Ra cartoon, Lex. I don't know if your daughter's into
not
that
interested.
Stuff. Yeah, because I mean, to me, when I was a kid, I was in dance and it was a big thing getting girls comfortable with those bodysuits, with the like revealing quote unquote bodysuit, and you had to wear those for competition or exams because they had to see the lines of your body, right? And so now girls have to wear shorts under their skirts for like modesty norms at the same time that they're looking up to Cardi B. Like Rose, as a youth worker, what's going on here? Like it's like the slut mixed message here.
I have no idea. I can't even answer that because what I see and what I see these kids wearing these days and the inappropriateness, I don't know.
Yeah,
I think it's very
it's
double
lines.
Standard.
It's
well,
weird.
There were
lines,
art galleries
right?
that featured what women were wearing when they were raped, and honestly, it ranges from, you know, diapers because they were toddlers to
right.
sweatpants, PJs. So I get called a slut a lot because my aesthetic, me, what I'm comfortable in, can go pretty 80s punk hooker. It's just me doing me. And it gets assumed that I'm a slut and a degenerate because, you know, I have tattoos, I wear big pigtails. I've been doing like the Harley Quinn thing since the 90s. And,
But that was also the Riot Girl movement too, right? Like that was a totally different thing.
Yeah, that wasn't really my thing. I was more into hardcore, but
okay.
I get called, you know, assume that I'm a slut because I am some sort of wank fantasy for them. I'm weird, yeah. But then I'm actually a monogamous traditional wife and mother, and then I either get, you know, treated with total respect or I get, you know, you're an ugly fat bitch, fuck off, you know, and they have to like trash me before. You know, because I tell them I'm not interested in their dick pics because they assume I'm a slut because I have pigtails.
What's with that? Like, what's with the dick pics? Why is people feel that it's appropriate to send furry fuzzy pictures over? Like, I don't understand.
It's funny because in my stand-up routine, in like my live comedy routine, I actually have a bit on this of why guys send dick pics. And it's just, it break it down real simple. Girl, summa dick. That's all it is. Girl, summa dick. And then we go hashtag girl summa dick. That's it. It's just a guy being able to say that a woman saw his penis, not willingly. She wasn't necessarily impressed, but some woman saw dude's dick and therefore he exists. And it's guys flashing. Are allowed to do that.
It's flashing.
Yeah.
It's flashing V2.0.
Yeah. It's this weird sort of power mixed with, like, we sort of like cross the streams here with Louis C.K., where it's like this act of like self-humiliation, and yet there's still a power dynamic here. And that's sort of the, when we talk about sort of reclaiming the word slut, certain authors, certain academics, certain cultural critics are cautioning that they think that sort of appropriating the word slut as sort of a badge of pride, the way, you know, slut walk does, or slut-a-ween.
And ethical slut. I don't know if you've heard the term.
Yeah, ethical slut. There's a concern that it's actually enabling, for lack of a better term, rape culture. You know, sexual assaults on college campus, the whole, you know, thing that Me Too tried to call out, and bandying around the word slut and hoe, making them sort of acceptable, is creating a different class of woman that it's kind of like okay to harass, it's okay to assault. And I mean, Rose, I'll go to you because you said you don't encounter the word slut, you encounter other words. What do you think about that concept?
You know what, Lex, you have more experience with the word. Please comment first.
I'm gonna blow your minds here.
Yeah.
Okay.
But women love sex. Just like some of them have sex drives. I have a sex drive that's on par with a man. I get cranky if I go 2 days without sex. But the way that we're painted out and designed is we're supposed to be demure. We're supposed to be bitches. Even though they want us to be sluts. If we are sluts, then we're trash. If we don't fuck them, we're bitches. So what I don't understand is if everyone wants sex and, you know, we're all capable of being straightforward, we're all capable of being like, you know, I think you're cute, I'd like to fuck you. Why does there have to be anything attached to it? It's all about consent. If somebody says, nah, and I'm not interested, don't have to give a reason. Cool. No problem. Not offended. Go on your merry way. No feelings hurt. Like, why can't everyone just be straight up? We all want sex.
So you're saying there's almost like stigma? There's almost like a spectrum with bitch on one end and slut on the other?
Yep.
And women have to find sort of an acceptable middle ground between those two extremes?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I never thought about that. Rose, what do you think about that?
That works.
Yeah? Like, yeah. That's a real box, though. Like, that's a real straitjacket. Well,
okay. Let's just for slut... Can we agree that slut and hoe mean the same thing?
Mm-hmm. See, they don't mean the same thing to me. That's what's weird.
So what are the? Yeah, because it doesn't mean the same thing to you. It throws
hoe
things.
Actually implies hooker. I think it's short for hooker.
I remember.
No, because I don't think so. Because men will say that's my hoe.
But I mean, see, that's the thing. I think the term has kind of changed.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, when I was in high school. And hip hop was like the predominant art form. When I went to school, the tagline was "Hoes get paid," and so it was seen as sort of a more, in an odd way, it wasn't respectable, but it was more respectable because you're making money.
Okay, so being a hoe is more respectable than being a slut. Is that what I'm hearing?
Implies that the woman is only good for sex and doesn't have any merits beyond using her for sex. I think that's what it's implying, is she's not intelligent, she doesn't have any capability, she's not wife material, she's not life partner material, but she's a slut and I'll fuck her and it was great and it was awesome, but you know, you stick your dick in it, you come, and then you throw it out. So that's the implication, is that's all a slut is good for. And that's great. It's like a fast food meal. It's like really yummy while you're eating it, but then afterwards you're like, ugh, that was trash, unmemorable, and you throw it out.
Oh, and the same thing, fast food's kind of dirty, right? Mm-hmm. Like there's still that edge to the word slut, that it's dirty.
And it's lowly.
Lowly, yeah. Lowly is a good word. Whereas, I don't know, I think it might just be usage and who uses it and how it's depicted, but Ho doesn't, and there's a lot of overlap, and obviously it depends on who's saying it and what community and what context, but I don't know. Ho just, yeah, it doesn't have that veneer of uncleanliness to it.
I guess so, because you know what? If somebody turned to me, like, you know, if Lex said, "Hey, Ho, what's going on?" I'm not going to take that as an insult.
It's kind of funny. We're talking about this over Christmas. We're like, you know, the big man in the red suit goes, ho, ho, ho.
Well, it's even more funny if you look up the story of St. Nick, who is the patron saint for prostitutes.
Yeah, yeah, it's funny because, I mean, I've seen a friend of mine did all the Jingle Ladies, like a caricature cartoon. And it was like these sexy reindeer look kind of like Destiny's Child going ho 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 ho, right? And I was like,
I envisioned that before you even said it.
Yeah, like props to Lar D'Souza. He's my buddy, the cartoonist who did it. But it was just kind of it was like this weird intersection of that's really funny, good pun, and yet those reindeer are a little too sexy for my comfort because
that brings
reindeer.
Us back to Cats, because I saw the original Cats. I'm taking V to see it. That shit was hot. That might be what, you know, influenced me to be a punk chick, because they had those girls in spandex with the spike collars, and I mean, it's pretty sexy.
Okay, and maybe this is a double standard, but based on the Cats trailer, and this is on topic, the women CGI cats, the female CGI cats, don't disturb me nearly as much as the guys. There's something about the body proportions. What's that?
Women are more cat-like. What really bothers me is the ears should have been further back and further apart, and that drives me crazy. I'm taking her to see the play.
Yeah, the play, I had no problems with, like, the costumes in the play, because they were costumes.
They were great.
But when it becomes CGI, it's this whole other thing. And I admit, I'm looking at, like, you know, Taylor Swift in that role and the lady that plays, like, the white cat, and it's like, this feels weird. They're naked. And I don't know if I'm going like way too furry on this, but I realize, why do we care? This is a stupid, prudish thing to think. It's people in CGI cat costumes. Why do I care if they're naked? But it goes back to that sort of sexual morality and taboo. Like, should I be looking at this? That I think we all spend way too much time on a day-to-day basis trying to figure out what's right and what's wrong. And one of the things they say about the word slut is the looseness of the term, the fact that it's sort of loosely defined and no one quite knows what it means is part of what gives it its power. Because as I read, one person pointed out that if a word can mean anything you want, it also means whatever your opponent wants it to mean. You don't own it. So Rose, as somebody who has a real problem with the word slut, and you did not feel that way about the word bitch, you have a much stronger reaction to the word slut. What do you think about that? The word has power because no one can really define it.
I think the word slut has been defined.
Okay.
But I think the word slut has not been reclaimed.
Okay.
Like the
not
word
in
bitch.
The way like ho or bitch has.
Right. So it's not... You know, like, it's not something that you would necessarily embrace and call your girl. Like I said, you know, Lex could see me and be like, hey, ho, hey, bitch, what's up? But if she looked at me and said, hey, slut, I'd be like, what?
And the funny thing is I have heard women say that to each other, but it's not.
But
it's
now,
not
but wait,
same,
hold
it's
on.
It's the same subculture.
But now, thinking, look at how. What's her name reclaimed the word slut? Amber Rose.
Yes. Amber
the
Rose.
Slut walk.
Yeah. She had the unitard.
And that's a really big thing in LA. The slut walk, the slut parties.
I went to slut walk in Toronto.
No,
how was it?
What was that experience like, Lex?
I like one thing about it, and that's there were women there who were naked. Like buck naked, there was a 50-year-old who obviously had a lot of plastic surgery, more power to her, that was completely naked, tits and pussy out, just wearing high heels and a big coat and a corset. And just because it doesn't matter what somebody's wearing, because I'm going to get real here. When I was raped, I was wearing jammies.
Yeah.
And another time I was just like, I've been raped a lot because, you know, I was on the streets, but I was wearing jeans or leggings, or it doesn't matter what you wear. And when a judge will bring up that a 16-year-old, her jeans were tight, that's rape culture. That's seriously fucking damaging. So I could be buck naked in front of you. You in my bedroom, that doesn't imply consent. If I say, yes, let's fuck, I want to fuck, that's consent.
Right.
But anything that I wear, anything that I don't wear, clothes are not an invitation. So I think that the whole slutty clothes deal, women can wear whatever they want. I think there's a line, if you're going out wearing a fucking G-string, you're going to get a lot of attention.
Right.
But still, I mean, technically, it does not guarantee consent. Like, you can't rape somebody because of what they're wearing.
Oh, absolutely not. Unacceptable.
It's funny how that myth is pervasive, right? Because everybody intellectually knows that it has nothing to do with it. We all know the literature, we all know statistics, we've all seen it. And yet, in the back of our minds, there's this concern about perception that won't quite go away. I remember this past Canada Day. It was kind of a hot day. I pulled out, my red and white dress that I had. It's about 10, 15 years old now. This is how much styles have changed. Because back in the day, it would have been considered totally acceptable, but it's a wrap dress with a V-neck. And so this dress that I wore without a thought 10 to 15 years ago, I now looked at and went, this neckline is totally not appropriate in public. I have to put a camisole or some sort of panel in here. And that was a real wake-up call for me, because it's the same dress, right? And nobody thought anything of it back in the day. The styles in the 80s and 90s were different. I mean, Dolly Parton is the shining example of someone who admits she took her fashion tips from the town prostitute.
Do you have any idea how expensive it is to look this cheap?
That's the thing too, right? I think the Kardashians are all about that.
Love my Dolly.
Yeah, but I mean, no one thinks of Dolly Parton as slutty. No. Right?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Let's be real for a second.
Yeah.
You can have on derogatory clothes.
Yeah.
And still carry yourself with grace. Dolly has grace.
Yeah, she's got class.
She got class. She got grace when she walks. She's not sitting there with her legs open.
I think you're on something here. I think slut, going back to the root of the word being slovenly woman.
Right.
It's like my mom, I used to wear garter belts and bralettes and look like a fucking little prostitute in the 90s.
That was the style back then though.
Yeah. I was fierce.
Yeah, it was the Versace thing.
I was hard to get. I was intelligent. So right. I think maybe if I was wearing the same outfit and I was drunk off my ass and just like, oh, fuck anyone. And that's actually the foot you're putting forward. I'm not blaming women exclusively for this, because men will call all kinds of women sluts.
Yeah.
But I think that the accusation is maybe implying that she's a woman who's only good for that, who's, it's insulting her intelligence, it's insulting her worth, it's implying, whether she's actually behaving that way or not, that she is that kind of woman, that she is a drunk, stupid mess that's only good to fuck. So I think it's actually a more all-encompassing insult, because it's not just saying she likes to fuck, it's saying that that's her only worth, because there's nothing else there.
Oh, there's no substance.
Yeah.
Right. So, and I think that is the actual idea of it. Right. So when you think of the word, when I think of the 90s, mm-hmm. and that was a very good point you made, Lex, that it is expensive to buy a bustier these days. It's not cheap, and never
oh my God,
was
no.
cheap. Never
was $120 bucks.
Yeah.
I'm
for
a corset
one.
Lover. Oh my God. You have no idea.
For a properly fitted one? Yeah, those ain't cheap either.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we won't even talk about the vintage ones.
And I get off the rack, which is the cheapest, but still ain't cheap.
Those are still $65.
Oh, more than that.
Oh, I gotta send you some websites, Lex. Steel Bone, $65. It's awesome. But
send them my way too, please.
Yeah. Oh, they're not bad. You just have to like watch the body length. But why do you think there is such a focus on women's sexual morality where the paradigm is totally inverted for men?
I think that's changing, though.
Okay.
I think that's changing. Go for it, Lex.
I think it's because the only power that women have had over history is in sex. I think
so. Take that power base away.
I think that men have been in power. This is like, you know, that how I feel about feminism. I'm kind of identify as an egalitarian. I think that feminism has kind of become a little iffy for me. So I call myself an egalitarian. However, the only power women had was our pussies.
Right.
So you think, you know, somebody goes into a trophy wife situation, goes from rags to riches, who's got the advantage there? Like, she's not a victim. If she gets divorced, she can take half of his money. Hookers in, you know, ancient Greece were protected. So, like, the only power we had was our pussies. So that's what they got to attack. Like, men will spend money for pussy. Everything they do,
and
all the power they get is for pussy.
I really wish I knew the power of pussy when I was younger.
I think we all feel that way. Like, if
I
we
did.
Knew
Holy
then,
shit.
Yeah. If we I knew did. Then what we know now, the fact that men look to include a woman, not exclude a woman.
Well, it's arguable that a lot of men, all of their success is because they want to get the best pussy.
Right.
So, you know, who's the one in the position of power here?
It's funny because while you were talking about the whole trophy wife thing and everything like that, I got an image of the White House and the fact that, I mean, it's Melania Trump is exactly what you described. A woman that like got the hell out of Slovenia through modeling and a green card marriage.
Yep.
And there's all this discussion about whether she's a victim. She certainly doesn't look happy most of the time, but here's an example of a woman who, you know, people tried to shame her with nude photos and, you know, she's sort of the most sort of open trophy wife. She's the third marriage. She's about the same age as, you know, her husband's oldest daughter. Older, I'm exaggerating there, but there's not that much of an age gap. And meanwhile, her husband flings really nasty insults at other women. And we're sort of watching this dichotomy play out in real time. I don't know how anybody is a parent right now. Like, ladies, both of you, I tip my hats to you. How do you handle, Rose, I'll start with you. We'll go like boy, girl in terms of kids. How do you handle the whole issue of slut and this, you know, women you don't bring home to mom or different types of women? Like, what's been your experience with that in your son?
Okay. So again, you have to understand that my son is special when it comes to being open with me, with who's in his life and who's around him. And
so he doesn't have that dichotomy where women are concerned.
He will give anybody a chance. He's also very loving and caring.
I met your son. He is one of the most respectful, eloquent, lovely people I've met.
That's great, though, that he doesn't have that double standard in his head.
You know, though, but I'll be honest with you, it doesn't serve him in a bigger picture, and we won't get into all that because he's too innocent. There's an innocence about him that, you know, everybody deserves a chance, you know. Okay, yeah, she's stripping, but so what? She can still know. Sometimes you just got to leave people where they are.
And this is the thing for all of us wanting to be like, wear what you want, support slut walk, that kind of thing. I think it's sort of natural for moms to expect a knowledge of time and place. Like, it's one thing that, you know, a young woman who's involved with your son, you're aware she does that on her own time. But
I don't have a problem if my son is with a stripper.
Right.
If she has a plant.
Okay.
Okay.
Now define that. What do you mean by a plant?
Okay. So if this is what she's doing, okay, when you get, if this is who you're going to marry or, you know, okay, what happens when you get pregnant? Or if this is your career, then this is your career.
Okay.
Understand that being a pole dancer or whatever, it's not an easy job.
No, it's very difficult.
It's very difficult. There's so a lot if of that's what you involved. Do, right. If that's what you do, then do it to your best ability. Right. I think for me, right, because he is so beautiful on the inside, right? Yeah. We run into the problem of, okay, you know, well, no, I don't think she's with anybody else.
Okay.
Okay. Or no, I think it's only stripping. I don't think she's doing anything else out there. And then next thing you know, there's a pimp wanting to come and get his girl out of your house. Like those types of very awkward scenarios.
So we're back again to the dishonesty and manipulation as opposed to the sexual activity.
Right.
Right.
Or he's just in love with the dancer.
Well, I'm living proof that you can turn a hoe into a housewife. Because I looked like Jessica Rabbit in the 90s, but a punk version.
Right.
I knew the power of my pussy. I had a great time. So I don't care if people called me a slut. I wasn't a slut because I was a hooker. But I took it one step further. If I like sex, why not monetize it?
Right.
And it was awesome. So I wasn't a slut because I was like on the table. Like, you want sex. You got money. Done deal. So there was no dishonesty there. So sex workers are weirdly respected by their clients.
Lex, I mean, these days, men want, they call them well-seasoned women.
Yeah.
I know a lot of men or a lot of women who were very innocent lost their husband because they couldn't suck dick. They had no practice.
It's very much changed that way, right? Like even in the 90s when I was in high school, virginity was kind of prized. And now it's very different. Like,
oh, I see 14-year-olds talking about eating ass.
Yeah, like by the time someone's a senior in high school, they're expected to know what they're doing. And it's not like there's a course you take. They're watching porn on the internet and try to dope it out.
Well, that might corrupt them. And, you know, I see memes that are like, she says, you know, she's into kink. She says, choke me, daddy. But you put your finger in her bum and she cries and, like, you know, leaves.
Because she's trying to be something she's not?
Yeah, and it's girls, young girls are expected to be, like, completely over-sexualized. They're competing with porn. Because in our day, guys would have to get off with, you know, Spank Mag or, like, even a Victoria's Secret catalog.
The occasional dad's Playboy, yeah.
Nowadays, you know, you can look up double gangbang lesbian MILF fucking fisting and have like 10 tabs open, and that does do something to your brain, and girls have to contend with that. You know, you have 22-year-old guys that are so overstimulated that they have like erectile dysfunction because their dopamines are all fucked up from being raised on porn. And it does kind of psychologically mess with you. It gets to a point where, like, you know, girls feel like they have to be porn stars. They watch porn and study it and emulate it rather than, you know, letting go and relaxing and really figuring out, like, you know, what feels good, you know, getting into
right.
it. What they're doing is they're acting. It's a performance.
And even porn stars have come out and said, look, what we do is fantasy.
Yeah.
It's not an educational guide.
Yeah.
And Lex, I gotta ask you sort of a two-part question.
Sure.
One, obviously, like as a former sex worker, you know the difference between porn and like nudie pics and then having a person in the same space as you.
Oh yeah.
And I'd like you to elaborate that, but also what changed? Like what made you decide to transition into just sort of, you know, a housewife?
That's really, I think I equated sex work too much with drugs because I'm 17 years clean
off a
13-year habit, and I left the life. That's what they call it. So
yeah.
I ended up going back to school. I went to veterinary assistant and challenged at SFU and ended up getting my veterinary technology degree, a bachelor's in science, and going into ethology.
That's great.
And I don't do that now. I write screenplays and I'm currently in a really weird place. But leaving the life, you know, pimps and hoes and junkies, that was it. Like, I can't be a hooker and not like wanna party. You know, it's all
hand in hand. You couldn't take the good with the bad. You didn't want the bad anymore.
No, like, you know, if you're there, you gotta take the whole thing. You gotta party, right?
Right.
It goes all together. So when I got off drugs, because the drugs were killing me, I had to leave, as they call it, the life and all those people and that world. And then I met somebody and I got married, and I was married for 10 years. He ended up having like major psychological problems and being very, very abusive. And then I got remarried. That's like a whole story onto itself. And the way that I am is my heart, I'm referred to as demi, like very, very monogamous by nature. If I'm not being a slut or a sex worker, or, you know, just enjoying sport fucking, as I call it, whether it's fun or business,
right?
I really just dig being with one person, and like, doesn't matter if a young Arnold Schwarzenegger or Johnny Rotten are in front of me. Like, I can objectively see when somebody's attractive,
right?
But I'm just like smitten over my husband.
Now, this idea of sport fucking, that I've never heard that term before, and it's perfect.
I used to sport fuck like for fun and for pleasure, for business. If I see a guy that I like, nice boots, want to fuck? Or, you know, I'd be like, you know, want to date? And I can find something sexy about anybody. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if it's like an old fat guy, that can be hot as hell. Doesn't matter if the person's disabled. And what I loved about being a sex worker is like, it's not the person. It's you find what's erotic about the scene.
Right.
And run with it. And the fact that the other person is really into it, I mean, it can just be so much fun. And you can find hotness in just about anything, especially if somebody, I'd rather be with like a 2 who's really into it and really enjoying himself than a 10 who's just like indifferent and kind of take it or leave it. My husband's like a solid 9, notwithstanding, but you know, we're aging, still having great sex though. I mean, if you're going to marry someone, that's the way to go.
Now, is that the difference between real life sex work and pornography, the lack of perfection?
Pornography is actually less genuine than sex work, because the stuff that happens in you know, blooper reels, the abuse that goes with it is phenomenal. Like, girls would show up. And one of the reasons I didn't get into porn is a lot of coercion. There's a lot of blackmail. There's captivity. Trafficking. So girls would show up and be told, oh, you're gonna do like a gentle solo scene, just gonna do a little bit of lesbian action,
and they just push and push and push until
you know, she's doing double anal and she's broken vessels in her eyes because they throat fucked her too hard.
Wow.
And like, I saw these girls just, they'll keep rolling even if she's like, you know, really begging them to stop. And you know, guys take that as hot, but in porn, you'd be surprised how many girls are actually really being raped. And, you know, a lot of them are fucked up on drugs. Like, it's a pretty,
there's a lot of drugs in, if you go beyond the high end companies. Yeah,
completely. And at least with hooking with freelance girls, I mean, I think there's a lot more self-care. I think there's a lot more help. I think there's a lot more community. Like, these girls hang out together. You can always tell a guy, a client, to fuck off. But if there's like, you know, a millionaire film guy there and, you know, the camera crew, and they have like a system that's against you, that's a little bit more dangerous.
Yeah, I think people don't quite understand that. I used to get it when I was full time in TV, and I was producing, I was writing, but I was also on camera, and people would look at me and go, oh, are you an actress? And there was this hint of condescension in their voice. And then when they found out I was like a producer and a writer as well, their behavior towards me changed. And that was really, really eye-opening. It was sort of like reverse dehumanizing. Yeah. That, oh, you totally changed your opinion of me, my intelligence, how I carry myself.
Yeah, but that's the world. But that's the world, period.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what industry you go into, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are going to treat you different based on what your title is, because it, based on what your title is what you can do for them, especially in entertainment.
How do you prepare a girl for, because I mean, boys, men have their own pressures in this regard. I'm not saying that, you know, being a young man in this day and age is a, you know, a cakewalk. I just read an article in The Atlantic that like turned more of my hair white about
I'd like
the
an article on boys, because that's something that really concerns me.
What was
I'd
that?
Like, I'd like to do a show on how hard I think it is for boys and young men for a show, because that's a subject I'm really passionate about.
Well, that was the interesting thing, that this article got into women performance shaming men. Men, I shouldn't say men. These are like high school sophomores, right? Who don't feel like they can admit a lack of knowledge or a lack of experience sexually, but then they're shamed for not knowing what to do. And this just, I'm like, this is the world that teenagers have to navigate now. I was kind of stunned. Like, it almost felt like the days where girls walked around terrified of being called a slut, it was almost like a kinder, gentler time.
Well, now that's your goal.
Right.
Nobody brags about, yeah, I've only been with one guy. They call it, what do they call it? How many hits do you have?
Yeah.
How many counts? How many counts?
I've never heard that.
Yeah, oh, how many counts? So that's how they keep track now.
What was that, Lex?
It was like a way to socially oust someone. You know how I said, you know, that's not the girl you bring home to mama?
Right.
Socially, for young people, not in my scene, but at school where everyone was straight, if somebody was labeled a slut or accused of sleeping around, that was a way of socially isolating her. It's like, you don't want to go with Cindy. She's a slut. You know, everyone's had her. You know, nobody wants, you know, the heel of bread. Everyone's touched you. Nobody wants you. So it's a way of excluding someone and implying that they're garbage and they're not socially viable. They're not, you know, girlfriend material. That's just a slut.
Maybe that's why the word doesn't bother me as much, because we were almost like all in it together in television. Every woman kind of carried around that label. So Rose, yeah. What were you going to say?
I think it's just really changed today. So now I just got an update. The slut equals thought or slew.
Yeah. Slew, okay.
Yeah.
Slew.
Slew. So I text back and I said, please use the word slew in a sentence for me, because I have no idea.
That's funny.
I'm waiting for a reply.
Yeah, because that's a borrowed term from something else.
There's a whole group on Reddit that's...
A slew is a violent or uncontrollable sliding movement. So it kind of like, I guess if you engage in that...
Slewdism. Are you engaging in slewism?
Right? To slew, right? Pivot or skid. I guess that kind of makes sense.
Oh, wow.
You're riding it, right?
Yeah, but slew is an Urban Dictionary.
Have you guys heard about the cock carousel?
Yeah.
There's a group on Reddit as Where Have All the Good Guys Gone and Where Have All the Good Men Gone. And what they do is they find profiles on like Tinder and what have you that's like, hi, I'm 40. I'm a single mother, you know, covered in tattoos, has like, you know, drug references, looking for like, you know, 6'5", six-figure salary, where have all the good men done? So that's like, then they make fun of them. So what they're saying is, you know, you rode the cock carousel and right. were a party girl, and you lost your youth, and now you're looking for somebody to bail you out. You're looking for a beta to finance you, basically.
Okay, so that's what the word catty means. Mm-hmm. So the word catty is when a female is petty, always focused on a man's money, but not doing nothing with her own life or trying to better it. That's a caddy.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a gold digger.
I guess it's the same thing now. Caddy and gold digger.
But it's somebody who makes plans with you and decides to do something else without telling you.
Me?
It's interesting because I'm looking up SLU. It's actually an Urban Dictionary. It originated in Atlantic Canada, central Newfoundland. It disappeared by the mid-1980s, and it's making a comeback now.
I love entomology. Is it entomology or is that the study of bugs? But I'm afraid to touch my computer because yeah. it's like a wasteland relic.
The word,
and if I touch it, I might lose the call.
Yeah, it's that the word was particularly associated with young fans of the more aggressive and or occult genres of rock music, and there's reason to believe that it originated in the military and airport town of Gander, Newfoundland, a community strongly associated with devout rock fans in the late 1970s, early 1980s. That's really wow. funny.
That's kind of weirdly endearing.
Yeah, that a Newfie term is making a comeback?
Yeah.
That Newfie's a slur, I apologize. But and it says, you know, slew, like the synonyms are slut, slattern, whore, harlot. It's
I want harlot to make a comeback.
What's that?
I want harlot to make a comeback.
It's funny because it doesn't, like, you see that in video games. Mm. Harlot.
Now, one thing I wanted to touch on mm-hmm. with the whole thing about talking about porn.
Yeah.
What's even more scarier than the porn is the cartoon porns.
Like the anime porn? Like hentai?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Some of that stuff's bizarre.
I love it. But the level of aggression and all of it, it's just like, it's beyond rape.
I'm sorry. I look at girl porn and I love it because I'm a sick fuck. But
but not like the tentacle going up the ass and out the mouth kind of thing. Like
no, girl is when they're like vivisecting them and like cutting them off.
Oh,
like
yeah. There's chainsaws
and medical equipment. But I'm like, you know, one of those Hellraiser kids, right? So I'm like horror. I'm a horror slut.
But that's horror. That's more body horror.
But it's still sex though.
I guess though.
Wait, hold on. I'm so lost. Lex, can you please elaborate on that? What?
Guro. It means grotesque. And what
it's like Japanese grand guignol.
Thinking of the most vile, sadistic, creative ways where you can incorporate sex and horror. So they'll have girls in like medical situations where they're like taking a cock but also being like vivisected at the same time, or they'll have them in like, you know, breeding situations, and they're like, then there's hentai with like aliens and tentacles, and some of it's pretty out there.
Japanese porn is its own thing.
I watched one today actually. It was called Just Holes, and they constructed these boxes where just the girls' mouths and asses and pussies were sticking out, and it was I can't say that I haven't had that fantasy before on my own. So it was cool to see somebody do it. I wasn't watching it to get off. I was watching it just because, like, you know, I surf really weird shit. And I think that they pulled it off very well.
I mean, Japanese porn sex is more and more becoming a totally mental exercise.
Don't look up Genki Genki, whatever you do.
Oh! I know what that is.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
You want to tell the audience?
No. we'll let the ones who want to find out
All in caps, Genki, and then, like, what is that thing called? It has to be Genki twice with a little dash in between.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't do it if you're at work.
Do it. Do it now.
Yeah,
show your
mom.
No,
it's interesting because see, that's a totally different, that's just a totally different subculture of things. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like Japan is so rigid in its gender roles and so conformist in terms of norms that everything's just gone, like, it like broke containment in anime, in hentai, and just went crazy.
Japan understands that the essence is more vital than the act itself. It's like they're really big on one hot, one not there as well.
Yeah.
And again, that's the essence of there's something up that's greater than the porn. It's this deep psychology that they're tapping into that, I mean, I could go on about, but that's what it comes down to. It's all about, in the end, it's all about emotions and weird psychological
and metaphor
shit.
yeah
okay
now, what do
no
you, what
I'm
do you
sorry
ladies...
no
go ahead, Rose.
You guys, you're taking it too far with Genki Genki. Okay? I'm
but
sorry,
you did not look up Genki Genki.
I draw the line.
Yeah, don't, Rose.
I did, like, I draw the line.
Yeah, I advise not to.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I love that stuff. because if you know it, you know it. It's up there with like Goatsy and Lemon Party.
Yeah.
Tub Girl. No,
way worse.
Wait, no, hold on. I don't know if what I saw is what you guys are talking about, but if it is, I'm slightly disturbed. Okay.
Yeah. You're just slightly disturbed? Well done.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, everybody's like, what is this? Don't look. It's very, like the word Genki means like energy or pep.
Energy, energy.
Yeah, energy, energy. And it's, anyway, let's move off of Genki Genki and, yeah, and various and sundry things. What do you, I mean, we've sort of talked about this, but the whole sort of structure around words like slut and slew and slattern and all that stuff is about repression of the sex urge, especially in women. It's making women into sexual gatekeepers in society.
It's about minimizing and taking away somebody's power.
Yeah.
So I'd rather somebody, you know, would call her a whore, because at least then she's making money and she's in control. But if you call someone a slut, again, it's like, as Cindy is a slut, don't bother with her. She's not girlfriend material. She's just, you know, she's fucked everybody. So it's a way of dismissing someone. They're not viable in the social circle anymore. They're not.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's also the idea of, you know, what society represses, that urge becomes stronger. And there's a real control lever. Like just the fact that this conversation meandered from like the use of the word to use of other words to Ellen DeGeneres dressed as Cardi B, to bananas, to Genki Genki. It really sort of is a zeitgeist. It really is a...
No Genki Genki.
No Genki Genki. Rose is done. We broke Rose with the Genki Genki.
Fatality.
That was too evil a laugh. But how do you feel about this idea that it's not healthy to so clamp down on especially feminine sexuality? It creates this like very... very tense, very fraught relationship between the sexes. Rose, what do you think about that? She's still broken on Genki Genki.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's understandable.
I wasn't prepared for that. Really was not prepared for that. Elaborate with what you're asking me there, Lee, please.
Well, the fact that, you know, men and women are not natural enemies. All three of us have, we work very closely with men. We have a lot of male friends.
I love men.
Yeah, like Lex always, I love men. I think we're all in agreement with that. And yet there's always this, you know, when you're with a man you don't know well, there's always this tension. You know, especially when you end up alone with somebody you don't know terribly well, and you're not sure what ideas they're getting about you. And that is a socially constructed interaction.
I guess I got
superpowers with that. I got absolute superpowers.
What do you mean, Lex?
Well, I'm seasoned. You know, I was a sex worker, so if I'm alone with a guy,
right,
I can read that vibe almost instantly.
Yeah, and you like, know if you're safe or not within
seconds. I'm always safe.
Yeah, but you know if he's good, if he's got like, you know his intention, you know that energy.
I can read people like a dog.
That's interesting.
And I'm not afraid of anyone. I'm never unsafe because if a guy comes at me, it's not me stuck in a room with him. It's him stuck in a room with me.
Right. I guess in the circles you run in, you have enough cred that it's not going to be a he said, she said. You don't have to worry about that reputational damage.
Nope. I'm a crazy fucking bitch. My reputation is rock solid.
Right.
I'm afraid of no man.
Why do you think so many women are?
Because they should be.
Okay. Elaborate.
Because, like, I have always had this thing, you know, there's something wrong with my brain. I don't know what fear is. Unless we're talking about like playing Subnautica. I've got very specific fears. I have megathalassophobia. Like I have stupid fears. I'm afraid of bugs, but.
And you brought up Genki Genki.
Yeah. Like really.
Okay, I don't understand now.
Now I don't understand.
Forbidden.
But it's, you know, it's horrid.
You should be afraid of people.
Right.
Because people are shitty. If they're not out to ruin your reputation, there are people that are legit out to fucking stab you and hurt you and ruin you and stalk you. I don't have fear, but I do have a heightened perception. And if somebody is up to something, I know it. And if somebody starts stalking me, I'll stalk them back. If I feel like somebody's going to pull a weapon, my hand's on my knife first. So not everyone is like that, though. So if you don't have that preternatural ability, if you haven't been stabbed a few times and have no fear and are not, you know, 5'9", 190 pounds, and, you know, been studying Krav Maga since you were 13, be street smart. Don't put yourself in that situation. Assume that everyone, like, don't do the safe space shit. Right. But always have an exit route.
Right.
Always have support.
Rose, how the heck do we get here? Like, culturally, that things are, I mean, the Pat Benatar song of the 80s, Love is a Battlefield, was kind of a motif, but it's real now. Like, just having interactions with people is a battlefield. How do we get here and what do we do?
Gowan, Criminal Mind.
Oh, there you go.
Men have a lot to fear too, because every time a man is alone with a woman, any woman, and this is a whole subject on itself, can arbitrarily accuse a man of rape and destroy him.
Yeah. Oh my God. That, you know what? That was some reality shit when I had a son.
Yeah. Your like, whole paradigm shifted, Rose?
It always did, because I worked with youth.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I saw so many young guys go down because they had sex with the wrong girl. Yep. Whose parents found out that she had sex with him.
Yeah.
He was of a different race, or, you know, there was a cultural clash there. Yep. And in order to maintain her own innocence, she screamed rape. I've seen it so many times.
The To Kill a Mockingbird paradigm.
I've been in a room where a woman, her boyfriend dumped her, and she was scheming that she was going to accuse him of rape so street justice would be administered.
Wow.
So when the whole, and I've seen that more than once, so being an egalitarian, I'm really concerned for men, and I think that men should carry around a consent card if they get drunk. Ah. If you want to have sex, it's a little check, a little card.
Right.
I consent to sex, the date, you both sign it. And that way, you know, a woman who regrets it 2 days later can say, I was drunk and I didn't consent. He's got that card and he can take it to a lawyer if need be. That's not to say that, you know, people don't get raped. I'm a rape survivor myself.
Right.
But it's a fine line. Like, I could arbitrarily accuse anyone of rape and absolutely destroy them. I could enlist other people to abuse an innocent person if I fabricated something, if I feel like it.
Why are we living in a culture of extremes this way? I mean, you're a bitch or a slut, you're a victim or you're a perpetrator. Like, there doesn't seem to be any nuance.
Because the horseshoe is complete. We're divided. We're so buried in identity politics that, and we're chasing our tails and not fighting the, you know, the real power that's oppressing us, and it's gone full horseshoe. So militant feminism created the incel. That's what I think. You can only shit on guys so much and say, you know, men are garbage, eject them into space before they do become hateful.
Oh, that's its own topic, because
that's a show by itself.
The whole incel thing from a woman's perspective. Absolutely. I'm going to add that to the list. Mm-hmm. But
I just want to give you guys the update.
Yeah. Of the terms.
Oh, slew in a sentence. She was such a slew that all the mandem in the hood hit it.
Oh. Ask him if he knows what Yankee is.
No, this is a girl that I asked. This is not even my son. I didn't even bother.
Okay, don't.
It's like a virus that won't die.
It will, literally.
Because it's going to give me flashbacks for weeks now.
Okay, now that we've broken everybody who Googled this. And I
recommend
the
Millipedes episode.
Yeah, this episode is what I wanted this show to be. Like, real talk, raw, kind of stupid. But we'll hit closing remarks. Okay, right. Ladies, who wants to go first with closing remarks? Neither. Okay, Rose, go first.
Sure.
slut.
I don't know if that can be beat, Lex.
To be or not to be. Slut slew hoe, bitch. What is it today?
I have no idea.
Am I a slut? Because with you I didn't lay? Hey. Or did we just go down the wrong road?
Paraphrasing.
Wait a second. That made me a hoe. Like, what the
I think we're so all
to myself, I stand here without a twitch, and I will always claim my inner bitch.
Yay! Full circle.
Rose fucking nailed it. I don't think we need to close with anything else.
Should we just end with that?
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Okay. You ladies brought it this week. This has been Hey Ladies. I am Leanna Kersner. We are on the FU Network. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, that is patreon.com/funetwork.tv. You can get us wherever you get your podcasts. If you're watching this on YouTube or Facebook, you can download the Podbean app, or you can subscribe to us on iTunes. If you want to buy a t-shirt or some socks or good stuff like that, you can go to store.funetwork.tv. Our general site is funetwork.tv. That's where you can find all the previous Hey Ladies episodes, as well as all the other podcasts on the FU Network. Rose, Lex, this has been real and at times surreal. I think people learned more than they ever really wanted to about this topic and related topics. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Ed the Sock, and this is FU Politics on Fun, the FU Network, powered by your support on Patreon.com, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, Patreon.com/FU Network TV, and through PayPal at FUNetworkTV@gmail.com. Drop us a few bucks. Don't be a freeloader.